Grace, thank you for the joy, God, the mercies we have every morning. Hallelujah, you have done great things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. You can be seated this morning. We talked a little bit this morning in adult Bible study. The lesson in all the classes was baptism, but we talked about the joy that comes, the great things that come when we follow Jesus. It's exciting. If this is your first time here, you should have received a card. If you haven't, it's out in the back. Just a couple quick questions. We want to get to know you a little bit better. Reach out to you. And also, if you're online, there's a bit.ly link you can log on to too, and you can answer the same simple questions. We just want to get to know you and welcome you to the family and to church. And right now, we also have a video we want to play.
Thank you for my birthday card.
Thank you for my birthday.
Thank you for my birthday card.
Thank you for my adopted missionary offering.
Thank you for your adopted missionary's offering.
Thank you, Mother's Memorial.
Thank you for my birthday card.
Thank you, Mother's Memorial.
Thank you, Mother's Memorial.
Thank you, Mother's Memorial.
As an organization, the United Pentecostal Church International has many different offerings we ask for throughout the year. There's five or six of them. This is one of the big ones that we have. It's Mother's Memorial. You read there, it says ladies ministry. It does not mean this is the ladies that give. It just means they help put on and help raise the money for these offerings and put on the videos and do the ask. So Mother's Memorial puts out it helps so many different people with orphans and children's mansions and missionaries and Bible school students and so many things. And so this, it happens about the same time as Mother's Day every year, kind of in the May time period. And so if you would like to give, you can indicate in your giving, if you're giving online or if you're giving we have multiple different giving options, which we can put up there right now. The giving options, you can give in a little tin, plastic box in the back. You can give in person. You can give online. If you log online, you can give. You can give by mail, and you can also do using the mobile app. If you want to give specifically for this, just write in Mother's Memorial or MM, and we'll make sure it goes to this cause. But this is an awesome cause, and they're doing awesome things, and our church does a great job every year raising money for this. So we're excited. Note that in your giving if you'd like to. In 2 weeks, Sunday, June 5th, it is Pentecost Sunday. And we're excited to celebrate the anniversary of when the Holy Ghost was first poured out in the book of Acts on Pentecost Sunday. So Jesus died and rose from the dead, and 50 days later was Pentecost. It was the time there was a celebration, and they went up to the upper room, and the Holy Spirit fell on them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And so we celebrate that. That's an important moment in our history when God's Spirit comes down and lives inside of us, and it just didn't just happen then. It's happening now every day. It's God's filling people with the Spirit. So we're celebrating that on June 5th, Pentecost Sunday. Make sure to join us for the 11 a.m. service and invite somebody to Pentecost Sunday. There are invitation cards, little invitation business cards available at the reception desk. You can grab some of those if you like and hand those out. With that said, let's stand. We'll pray. God is already here. He is having his way in our hearts and minds. But let's just, as individuals, I think sometimes we pray, God, every way in the service, that's great. But as you're standing there, just pray that God would speak into your heart. Wherever you're at, whatever situation you're going through, whether you're sitting at home now or in the future, just pray that God would speak to you this morning, and that the distraction of this world will just kind of be aside. So let's pray. God, thank you so much for what you are doing and want to do in the lives of every person here, every person listening, God. I pray that you would have your way in their lives. Have your way in their hearts. Speak to them, God, this morning through the music, through the preaching, through the altar call, maybe through somebody they talk to. God, I pray that your word and your will would be done in their lives, God. And we pray against the distractions. God, let us be focused on you this morning to receive what you have for us as individuals. Have your way today, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The most beautiful name of all names, Jesus, the only name.
you can, if you're a worshiper, you can stay up here. I'm not going to be long. Since Wednesday night, when Roy talked about encouraging yourself with the Lord, my testimony has been in my heart, and it's something I felt I should share with you. So we're going to do a little different this time. I'm going to talk about the worst year of my life. John and Terry would remember this. I turned 40 that year. Yeah, it was before cell phones, so you'll understand some of this. My sister, 2 years older, had a terminal illness. And then suddenly I developed health problems. Sometimes I'd go down the hall at work, I could barely walk. And then we were at a men's breakfast, Roy and I were cooking. I developed spots on my legs and my ankles swole up like elephants. And so he took me to the ER after we've cleaned up, and they said, we're going to send you to a specialist, but I think you have sarcoidosis. And if you know what that is, if it develops, you can get so you can't even walk across a parking lot because it affects your heart and your lungs. And only, they don't know why it comes, why it goes. 5% of the people, it just goes. Other people, you develop bad habits. Bad effects of this. So here I am. My sister's dying. I have this major health problem. And you know what comforted me that time? It was a song that we sang. I have a God with his angels watches over me. For when I'm up or when I'm down, for when I'm rich or when I'm poor, for when I'm well or when I'm sick, I have a God. And then one Sunday night, we were leaving church, and John Seidel stopped us and he said, I feel I need to pray for you. And he prayed for Roy and I. And we went home. That was before cell phone. They carried cell phones everywhere. And on the answering machine was, your sister has just died. Now, my sarcoidosis went away. I don't know why, but I worshiped God all through this time. And you can encourage yourself in the Lord. You can have other person encourage you. And I'm still, and then one other weird thing, it's not really weird, but during this year, when all this was going on and this song was going through my mind, Brother Hollis came, and we were in the fellowship hall. And he called all the women up to the front. He said, I just have a burden for the women in this church. And I want to pray for them. And he started to pray. And it never happened before, never in my life. But somebody started to laugh. And every woman in the front of the church started to laugh. And it swept that place. And we laughed in the Holy Ghost. And there was such a burden that lifted from my life. So to encourage yourself in the Lord with songs or in the Holy Ghost will get you through any situation. And I'm going to tell you, my God is a healer. I have a God with his angels that watch over me for when I'm sick or when I'm well, when I'm rich or when I'm poor, when I'm up or when I'm down. I have a God.
This was not our plan this morning. During the worship, I just felt an overwhelming burden. David was greatly distressed for the people's sake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. So our worship team is going to lead us into another session of worship. This is all we do today, then this is all we do. But I'd like for our ladies, I'm not trying to replicate 25 years ago, but our ladies have come under attack. You know the old saying, when mom's not happy, ain't nobody happy? Satan's not foolish. You want to get a family down, take the mom out, start affecting the mother. So we're just going to fight back with praise. Our passage for this series is Romans chapter 12, 8. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. The third point we were going to have today in our message was sometimes we just need to look at the humor and enjoy the humor of life. Sometimes we have to just be able to laugh because laughter does a soul good. So as we begin to worship, the same spirit of worship, God has something he wants to do in your life today that can supersede any message, any teaching. It's an experience God wants you to feel today. So as we begin to sing, I want our ladies to just freely come up to the front and just begin to worship. If you're sick in your body, now's a good time. Say, okay, God, I'm not leaving here the way I came. God can perform an instant miracle or God can heal. Healings take time. Miracles happen instantly. But we have sisters that are struggling. Gather around them. If they can't come to the front, gather around them and worship. Worship with them. But God wants to do something. I want our ministers and elders, you can just come in and tag in with me here for a minute. Let's just worship. Doesn't just start something and then leave it undone. God doesn't promise something and then say, well, I don't think I can follow through with that. I don't understand. I try to understand. When you read the Word of God, you want to understand the mind of God as you read it. It's one thing to just read it, to read it. Another thing is you want to read it like the eunuch in our Bible lesson. How can I know unless somebody teaches me? I want God to teach me His ways. I want to be more effective in His kingdom. I want to be a conduit in which God can flow through. We're going to leave here today. Many of us will just leave and life will go on as usual. Not many things will change. Some of us will leave here today and we will leave maybe not fully changed, but changed to where that our direction changes, our attitude changes. How we think, God begins to work in our minds and our hearts. God desires to continue to work in you. And He doesn't just work during church time. A lot of times that's the only time we allow Him to work. It's the only time we let our defenses down enough to where we can lift our hands and worship. But God desires to have this relationship that you're feeling today, every day. It's not just a Sunday service event. It's not just a Wednesday event. It's an every day where God wants to meet with you every day. So many times we just get so busy. It's not until we become desperate to where that we're willing to allow God to speak to us how He desires to speak to us. I love the fact I've prayed today that God would sing. We learned about this Wednesday night. Totally different. Something I never even looked at before. That God desires to sing over you. Let God sing over your life. Submit yourself. Give yourself to God and worship. So my challenge this week is going to let it rain. Such a beautiful song, such a powerful song. Let it rain. Let his spirit reign over your life all week long. Every day. When you're discouraged, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He let his praises go up, and God sang over his life. So as we leave today, encourage one another. Shake hands with a brother. Shake hands with a sister. Let them know you're praying for them. Pray for them. When we talk about pray without ceasing, I'm learning more what that means. It means always be in a state of being able to pray. I received I'll close with this. I received a very odd phone call last night. When I say odd, it was very unusual. Now, we have a UPCI ministers directory. Probably has 700, 800, 1,000, 1,500 names. I have no idea how many names. How many, Brother Jerry? 4,000 names in our directory. My phone number, some of you have it, some of you don't, but my cell number is in the directory because we no longer have a house line. I got a call from a brother in Columbus, Ohio. I thought it was kind of a prank at first, somebody not knowing what they want. They begin to share some issues they're struggling with in life, fellow minister. And he said, I just got your name out of the directory. Really? 4,000 names, Brother Simmons says, in the directory. And you just randomly happened to pick my name. I don't understand that. I prayed with the brother, told him I'd keep him in prayer, and told him I'd turn his name into our church prayer chain because he has some very dire needs that God needs to intervene in. But God just does odd things, and we don't understand them. But God desires to place you in the life of someone this week. And we need to be instant, in season. Pray without ceasing. Pray for one for another. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's to give, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. That's our passage. Let's live that out in our lives. Not just this week, but let's make this part of our life, part of our character, part of who we are. Love you all. Appreciate you all. Thank you so very much to our worship team this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Have a very, very blessed week. Pray for us. We'll be at camp working all week. Won't be here Wednesday or next Sunday, but we'll convene after that. God bless.